Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
X25, WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Journalists killed, tropical storm. I'm Elliot Francis. Two members of an NPR news crew are dead, killed Sunday while traveling in southern Afghanistan. Correspondent Andrew Stevens says one of the men, David Gilkey, was an award-winning photojournalist.
He had covered stories in Iraq. He had been back to Afghanistan many, many times. He'd also covered famine in Somalia, the end of apartheid in South Africa, the conflict in Gaza. He was a multiple award winner.
The second man is identified as Zawahula Tamanan. Well, the Atlantic hurricane season is here with the third named storm of the year. Or from meteorologist John Trout.
Winds do not appear to be the big issue, clocked sustained at 40 miles an hour. 8 inches of rain is forecast, and storm surge will be a problem, especially at high tide. Some Tampa area residents are sandbagging as they hunker down for Colin. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
That storm could dump more rain on parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. I'm Elliot Francis. A brush fire that incinerated more than 500 acres near Los Angeles is now almost contained. More from correspondent Jim Roof.
5,000 people were evacuated from what's being called the Old Fire, burning in Calabasas north of L.A. L.A. County Deputy Fire Chief John Tripp says some progress has been made, but the fight is far from over, with the south and east flanks of the fire still burning out of control.
It's extremely rugged terrain. The fire is not on a road. It's halfway up on the side of a mountain, and we're trying to get firefighters up there, get fire hoses up there, and use helicopters to try to increase that containment.
The elements are also against them, but crews are hoping to gain more control. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Local officials say all evacuations there have been called off. Well, Hillary Clinton is the winner of Sunday's Democratic primary in Puerto Rico with 61% of the vote. The win gives the former Secretary of State a boost ahead of a big night Tuesday when six states, including New Jersey and California, hold their primaries. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's a day of reckoning for Metro and its riders as we go through the first rush hour of SafeTrack, starting with a severe service reduction on the Orange and Silver lines west of Ballston.
Metro and county officials have been preparing for weeks for this day, yet
what's happening in the Metro?
Some people still have no idea what's going on here at the Ballston station. Stations west of here on the Orange and Silver lines have about 70% fewer trains running this morning to accommodate the single tracking.
I'm going to try it out for a couple of days, see what happens.
Probably going to telework 3 days out of five and going to work a little later.
Riders that are aware are split between trying a bus, carpooling, teleworking, but everyone's in agreement on the necessity of the repair.
Absolutely. It's terrible medicine, but we need it.
At Ballston Station, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, the impact of the Metro work is not going to be limited to the rail system. It's going to affect you if you drive. Jenny McCord is with VDOT.
Some of the things that we've been looking at is the possibility of increased congestion on local roads, even on interstates for folks who may choose to carpool or rideshare or to drive.
So VDOT is making plans accordingly, she says.
We're also preparing for an extended rush hour as folks adjust their commuting and they may adjust their schedules to drive in. So we realize that those peak hours may be longer.
Find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. In Baltimore, pretrial motions will be heard this morning in the trial of the third of the six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson was the driver of the police transport van in which Gray was fatally injured while being driven to jail. Goodson is charged with manslaughter, second-degree assault, manslaughter by auto, criminally negligent manslaughter, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. And the newly crowned Miss USA is a 26-year-old Army officer from D.C. Deshauna Barber will now go on to compete in the Miss Universe competition. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,807, the NASDAQ at 49,43. Sports, the Nationals avoid the sweep with a win in Cincinnati. The O's beat the Yankees. Golden State takes Game 2 of the NBA Finals. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. All right, we'll check back with Jamie.
Pretty good-looking couple of days. Temperatures hovering a few degrees above normal. A few clouds around this morning. Warm, sunny and warm this afternoon. Breezy, 87. Some clouds tonight, 68. Partial clouds with sunshine tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Alexandria, 68 in Beltsville, 70 degrees in Washington. Just days into the 2016 hurricane season, Tropical Storm Colin is churning in the Gulf. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGenova. At 7:35, a campaign reporter for the Washington Examiner by the name of Al Weaver. 8:05, we'll talk about the life, the legacy of Muhammad Ali with Sally Jenkins, a sports columnist for the Washington Post. And then at 8:35, he always shoots straight from the shoulder. Democratic pollster Doug Schoen will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Getting a very unfair ruling. Rulings that people can't even believe. This case should have ended years ago on summary judgment.
Donald Trump talking about the judge in his case over the Trump University fraud trial, and he went on to say that this judge is biased against him, as he put it, because he is Mexican. Of course, he's Mexican-American. He was born in Indiana, but he characterized him as being Mexican. When asked to clarify that later this weekend on Sunday, he said,
"But I say he's got bias. I want to build a wall. I'm going to build a wall.
We're going to build a wall." So clearly he has bias, he says. Well, boy, people are just screaming about this. They're going nuts about it. In fact, people who had been even on the short list of maybe his vice presidential candidate picks are going nuts about it.
He is giving us very...
Excuse me.
This is one of the worst mistakes Trump has made. And I think it's inexcusable. He has every right to criticize a judge. And he has every right to say certain decisions aren't right. And his attorneys can file to move the venue from the judge.
Newt Gingrich went on to say at Fox News Sunday,
if a liberal were to attack Justice Clarence Thomas on the grounds that he's black, we would all go crazy. Or every conservative would say it was wrong and it was racism.
And more.
First of all, this judge was born in Indiana. He is an American, period. Trump has got to, I think, move to a new level. This is no longer the primaries. He's no longer an interesting contender. He is now the potential leader of the United States, and he's got to move his game up.
By the way, if anyone cares what Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, has to say about this as well, he chimed in.
I couldn't disagree more with what he had to say.
Do you think it's a racist statement to say?
I don't agree with what he had to say.
All right, and there you have it. So that's all the criticism over Donald Trump suggesting that perhaps this judge is being unfair to him in this case because he is of Mexican descent. By the way, it should be noted that former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has written a post in the Washington Post, an editorial saying, and I'm quoting him now, if judges and the trials over which they preside are not perceived as being impartial, the public will quickly lose confidence in the rule of law upon which our nation is based. And he basically said, listen, Donald Trump, as a defendant in this case, has a right to doubt whether federal judge Gonzalo Curiel is impartial. By the way, interesting aspect of Judge Curiel, while we're here, and Alberto Gonzalez points this out, he's reportedly a member of a group called La Raza Lawyers of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's worth looking at, isn't it? Trump's aides, meanwhile, have indicated that they believe Curiel is a member of the National Council of La Raza, Gonzalez continues, a vocal advocacy organization that has vigorously condemned Trump and his views on immigration. The two groups are unaffiliated, and Curiel is not a member of the National Council of La Raza, but Trump may be concerned that the Lawyers Association or its members represent or support the other advocacy organization. Either way, the question on the table is, does Trump have a point here in questioning the heritage of the judge who he believes is being very unfair to him in this trial case, or is it politically not the best idea for him to do this as a politician, not as a defendant in the case, but as a politician representing the Republican Party and running for president? 888-630-9625. Do you think that this is a blunder, a problem, or do you think that he has a point? 888-630-9625. The one thing I find remarkable about this is we've been told, listen, I hate it when people are judged based on their race.
Right.
I hate it when people are judged based on their ethnicity. I think that it's wrong, and I agree with Newt Gingrich. That goes against everything that America stands for. However, there is an enormous double standard at play here. I was told back in the 60s during the civil rights era that a black man couldn't possibly be judged by an all-white jury, that a black man couldn't possibly see fair and equitable justice with a white judge. In fact, I've been told recently, in fact, as recent as the last 7 years of this presidency, that the Supreme Court isn't really the Supreme Court of our nation unless it has a diverse ethnic makeup of blacks and whites and Latinos and Asians and men and women and mm-hmm. gays and transgender. You need to see that racial makeup up there of the Supreme Court or any other judge in America. Otherwise, people aren't really getting true justice. Okay, well, aren't you assuming then that those people, because of their heritage, because of their race, because of their gender, bring a certain bias to the table or a certain understanding of the world to the table that might make it different in the way that they conduct their business? Well, isn't that exactly what Donald Trump is saying here in an incredibly impolitic, half-handed, and in many cases, offensive way? I mean, he is saying that. He's saying, listen, I'm pretty outspoken about Mexico. And one other thing, and then I'll let you jump in here, Brian, because I'm ranting a little bit.
That's all right. Get it out of your system.
He very specifically said this guy is Mexican. He's of Mexican heritage. He's not of Guatemalan heritage. He's not Brazilian. He's not Argentinian. He's not Peruvian. He's not Colombian. He is of Mexican heritage, and that's very specific to Donald Trump's policies and statements about the nation of Mexico. So this is not racist because Mexico is not a race. Now, if he had said, well, listen, any Latino can't judge me, well, yeah, that probably would have been a racist comment. Listen, I don't think he should have said what he said. I think that it's very bad form for a political candidate to say it. But to suggest that there isn't a double standard at play here, when we hear of other politicians saying you got to have a black judge, you got to have a white judge, you have to have a Latino judge, you have to have a female judge, otherwise you're not getting true representation of our country, I don't see how you can have it both ways. But maybe I'm missing something. What do you see? Chime in on this. 888-630-WMAO.
Well, does Donald Trump, as a defendant in this case, have the right to raise this issue? Absolutely. If you are involved in a case and you suspect that the judge is not being fair and equitable or might have a hidden bias or connections that would sway his opinion about you personally, you are allowed to raise that. And by the way, that the judge has some connection to La Raza is not an insignificant point. It is La Raza that in many cases has been organizing these protests against Donald Trump at rallies. days. So Donald Trump probably is aware of that fact and probably does suspect that the judge has sympathetic leanings and might not look at his case in a completely unbiased way. He would have, I would think, a reasonable reason to make that connection or suspect that. However, as a politician, there are things that you just don't say. And I think that Donald Trump has said some of those things, and it's causing the Republican Party a lot of heartburn, because the Republican Party is struggling with one big thing right now, and that is, how do you go after the issue of immigration, which is absolutely a key issue in this coming election, without, you know, offending Hispanic voters that you would like to have come on board and vote with you. And so they're struggling with that. And Donald Trump, you know, did not have the sensitivity to say, okay, I may have this opinion, but not every opinion needs to be expressed. And that's what Donald Trump has not yet learned in the world of politics. Now, I mean, look, I love Donald Trump for the fact that he just gets out there and says what he thinks. But sometimes you don't say the things that you suspect. It really is. This was a week when he could have spent a lot more time talking about the IG report, and a lot of the energy has been eaten up talking about this judge that he's concerned about in a case. And the stroke of brilliance in all of this for Donald Trump is, we're not talking about the merits of the lawsuit. And that's also to his advantage, I guess, because I have a feeling that some of that is not too favorable. So, I understand what he's doing. I understand, does he have the right to do it? Yes. Should he do it politically? No, he shouldn't. It's not good politics. It's not smart politics.
When you come to America, you get to become an American. And Trump, who has grandparents who came to the U.S., should understand this as much as anybody.
All right, so do you agree with Newt Gingrich in condemning what Donald Trump has done here, and is it a problem for you? Does this affect your vote, and do you think it'll affect Donald Trump's ability to move forward in the campaign and succeed? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center on a day when we've been told it could be a rough commute.
Absolutely, Brian. It's our first morning rush hour under the Safe Track plan with Metro Rail. And for this morning and through June 16th, the Orange and Silver Line trains between East Falls Church and Boston, single tracking with trains just every 18 minutes and shorter trains as well. So it'll really test the commute. We're watching it closely for you. We'll have all the details. Now, around the Beltway right now, we did have some overnight construction. Looks like everything's been wrapped up topside as you head between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, Colesville Road in each direction. I'm looking at it. An easy ride right now without any delays. 270, the same good news between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway, each direction with your lanes open. Now, one area starting to see already the morning rush hour build, the volume is 95 in Virginia through Stafford, just pushing northbound as you're heading up toward Aquia, but not so bad. Again, just that area where we see that early commute again in the Dale City area. 395 wide open, Beltway 2 and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am looking at the forecast from today through Friday, and there's no rain in the forecast. Not that I see right now. Today, mostly sunny, 87. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, 84. Looking on down the line, the rest of the week, Wednesday in the low 70s. Thursday, abundant sunshine in the upper 70s. And on Friday, partly cloudy in the low 80s. It looks like a really nice week. This is a week to go ahead and wash the car. It's okay. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
If a liberal were to attack Justice Clarence Thomas on the grounds that he's black, we would all go crazy. Every conservative would say it was wrong and it was racism.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Liberals do attack Clarence Thomas on the basis of his color.
They do.
And it is racism. And we don't have this hue and cry about it, do we? But we're having it here. Everybody's going after this issue over this weekend. And you're right, Brian. It does take away and distract from Hillary Clinton's problems. But her problems aren't going away. There'll be plenty of time to continue talking about that. But I think what the media is missing here is anybody who was inclined to vote for Donald Trump, and maybe even people who are on the fence about Donald Trump, they're going to look at this and say, all right, yeah, fine. He said something that I wouldn't say or wouldn't agree with, but how's this going to get me a job exactly? I mean, do you see the job numbers on Friday? You know, people are going to look at this and say, okay, how is this going to protect our country from ISIS? I mean, how does that affect that?
And there's,
I mean, that's the thing. This doesn't affect people's votes. This is your typical, oh, he said that. Oh, he said that. Let's jump on him.
And just to amplify that point, there is an evolving a theory in politics right now of that those are the things that really drive people's vote, not the personalities of those running. It's really, what is your situation? What is your job situation? What is your economy like? How is the economy affecting your life? Those are the things that really hits the economy stupid. It really is.
Ron in Fairfax, you're on WMAO. What do you think, Ron?
Good morning, gentlemen. And I actually like that last point because it almost makes a third one that I wanted to make now. First of all, I thought All in the Family was supposed to be a situation comedy, not an instruction manual. There's actually a recording from 1973 that's on YouTube that parodies this. You know, the I'm so popular I could run for president. But I feel like the bigger point is that Republicans and Donald Trump are like an engaged couple that, you know, you can see that one is successful, intelligent, and even can make some good points, and then he turns arrogant and abusive and inartful, to say the least. And you're talking about people voting their situation. Well, you know, the way Donald Trump talks, you know, people are going to tune that out no matter how good his ideas are.
Oh, so you think it's going to work in the opposite direction?
Yeah, I mean, look, Mitt Romney, people, you know, polls from 2012, and people agreed with Mitt Romney on issues, but then the Democrats were able to get people to tune him out over war on women and everything else.
Yeah, but see, I think I think it's an intelligent point. However, the difference is Donald Trump is not going to react in the same way that Mitt Romney did. Mitt Romney cowered. Mitt Romney was like, no. He bought the premise. He actually, by defending himself about binders full of women and actually jumping out there saying, no, that's not true. I'm not sexist at all. I binders full of women. He was accepting the premise that a Republican must cower in fear of the liberal press and actually explain why they're not sexist. That was the whole problem with the binders full of women thing, because the premise of the question was, so Mitt Romney, tell me why you're not sexist. And he had to come up with an excuse. And Trump's response, you know, if I may put it bluntly, is, you know, go bleep yourself. When asked the question, I think that people say, oh, okay, let's move on. That's so far, that's what's happened. Tony in Arlington, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, you know, what Trump said basically is un-American, not becoming of a president. You know, what if I'm of Italian descent and America goes to war with Italy and I get drafted? What, I'm a switch sides? You know, if you take the oath of office to uphold the Constitution, you're supposed to uphold that, you know, above anything else. And if you start having people questioning that because of your heritage or culture or anything like that, then you're talking about a slippery slope that, you know, that Donald's opening up. So, you know, if I'm a police officer and, you know, I happen to live in a all black area and I'm told to go in there with riot gear, what, I'm going to go in there and switch sides because the police are going in there to sequester a riot or something like that, Tony.
And I would normally agree with you, except can you explain how you can hold that opinion and yet at the same time believe that there's something wrong with the Supreme Court if you don't have a Latino person on the Supreme Court?
I think when they're talking about being representative of the culture, that's very true. Like, you will want, you know, you want to be representative of the culture, no matter if it's Congress.
Why does a judge need to represent the culture? The judge is there.
I didn't say a judge. I said regardless of what body of political office that you're talking about, whether it's Congress, city council, or anything, you want to make sure that you have, because in America we have something that's called minority rights. So you want to make sure that minority is represented.
That doesn't play into the judicial branch, Tony, and that's why I'm seeing a double standard here. Maybe it's me, Tony, but I appreciate the point you made, and I think your point is correct. I just don't think that it's always consistently carried forward. It's 5:23 on WMA.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59.
Call 703-924-1650.
You know, the kids are almost out of school, and summer vacation is on its way. And here's a question for you. While you're away on your summer vacation, is your home protected? And how much, by the way, are you paying for that security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Listen, you need to stop that because you're paying too much. What you need to do is call my friends at Ackerman Security Systems, where you will get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at only $19.95 a month. They can switch your existing service for free, nothing to switch over, and you can start saving immediately. And if you switch in the month of June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time at Ackerman. Security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, well, listen, they got the bells, they got the whistles, they got things that you will be able to see your entire system and how it's operating on your smartphone. You'll even be seeing who's you'll even be able to see who's coming through the back door of your house when you're not there. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Spring is here. Lawnmowers, soccer games, and so many commercials for replacement windows, you don't know where to begin. Start by visiting thewindowman.com. Since 1989, thewindowman.com has been your local educational window company, featuring two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your current wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888. Or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders. The Windowman can. Windowman. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
It is now 525 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're coming in from the west without any troubles right now on the Greenway Toll Road, Route 7, heading out of Leesburg and heading up through to the Beltway. 66, good. So far, the light volume. Just keep alert in Centerville. Crews are responding to a report of some debris. They didn't say what kind of debris. Police just said we had some debris in the roadway. 66 in the Centerville area, eastbound between 29 and 28 Centerville. I'm still looking at the cameras. I'm not seeing anything, and traffic at speed, so do watch your step there. North on 95 out of Stafford to Aquia, heavy, a little bit of volume in Woodbridge. No problems right now over our bridges into town, such as the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge. Keep in mind the Cuts Bridge, that long-term work zone in place right now. If you're heading inbound Independence Avenue before you get to 14th Street over the Cuts Bridge, only the right lane gets by. That caused huge morning rush hour delays on Friday, so expect that again to be the case this morning. And again, the big story will be testing the first rush hour here under Metrorail's Safe Track Plan, with Metrorail single tracking the orange and silver lines through the 16th of June, single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking couple of days. Temperatures hovering a few degrees above normal. A few clouds around this morning. Warm, sunny and warm this afternoon. Breezy, 87. Some clouds tonight, 68. Partial clouds with sunshine tomorrow, near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 527 on WMAL.
But you're invoking his race when talking about whether or not he can do his job.
I'm building a wall. I'm trying to keep business out of Mexico. Mexico's fine. There's nothing.
But he's American.
He's of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, as I am where I come from.
But he's an American. You keep talking about
Jake.
It's a conflict of interest because of Mexico.
Are you ready? He's giving me horrible
rules. I don't care if you criticize him. That's fine. You can criticize every decision. What I'm saying is, if you invoke his race as a reason why he can't do his job...
I think that's why he's doing it.
But is
it? I think that's why he's doing it.
Mexico's not a race. Can we please just come to that understanding? Mm-hmm. If we can agree on one thing, can we agree on that Mexican is not a race? Apparently, Jake Tapper asked him about this 25 times during this interview on State of the Union. Mm-hmm. Finally, I'm just glad to know now, as we can sum this up, that we can move on from this whole idea that anybody who is white who criticizes Barack Obama's policies, as I have for many, many years now,
right,
that we're not doing it because we're racist. I mean, I've been told that. I've been told that we criticize Obamacare and the president's foreign policy and his taxing and spending and the stimulus package and his lying and obfuscation over the scandals in his White House. I've been told that I criticize him because I'm white and I'm racist against a black man. But now, clearly, that's not the case, right?
I guess.
Because we're not allowed to make a judgment about people that way anymore.
I guess that it works both ways, doesn't it?
Shit should. It's 528 on WMAL.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Hey, you won't believe what Hillary had to say about a constitutional right that I know you treasure and hold dear. We'll tell you all about what she said about the Second Amendment right after the news. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Day one of the next 10 months is today, the first rush hour with Metro's SafeTrack program in place, and all eyes are on the western reaches of the Orange and Silver Lines, where about 70% fewer trains are coming into Ballston.
Officials have been pleading with commuters to find another way to get in. Are they listening?
Probably not. I mean, just because I don't have any options.
No, I'll still be going this way.
Yeah, it's going to be crowded, but I'll just get out earlier.
It has to be the same. I don't have a choice.
A lot of people are telling me there's no point in trying a bus, because they'll just be as crowded as the train and even slower.
There's no realistic alternative.
One guy had the right idea.
I took off just so I don't have to deal with it.
Or even better,
I'm leaving town.
For the week?
No, I'm moving. Yeah, just happened to be a nice coincidence.
At Ballston Station, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's not just Metro commuters who will feel the effects of SafeTrack either.
Even though the Metro Rail SafeTrack could impact Metro riders, it will also impact drivers.
VDOT's Jenny McCord says they're planning more street and highway traffic than usual today. So officials will be doing what they can to keep the traffic flowing smoothly, like altering signal timing.
We're also looking at not having lane closures during the day on those major roads in case there is an extended rush hour. People are using those roads throughout the day to commute.
Find out what you need to know about a SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. Hillary Clinton's edging closer to clinching the Democratic nomination with a win in yesterday's Puerto Rico primary, and six primaries coming up tomorrow, including California and New Jersey. Bernie Sanders still insists there will be a brokered convention. But Clinton isn't acting that way.
Hillary Clinton making the case again and again about one of her rivals, but it's Donald Trump. She's talking over and over about how he's not qualified to be president. She's barely mentioning Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. And Miss District of Columbia has been crowned the new Miss USA. 26-year-old Army officer Deshauna Barber will now represent the U.S. in the Miss Universe pageant. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,807, the Nasdaq at 49,43. Sports, the Nationals outslugged the Reds, the O's beat the Yankees, the Golden State Warriors crushed the Cavaliers to take Game 2 of the NBA Finals. WNBA, the Mystics beat Atlanta. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, we'll start you with the good news on 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Lanes open. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 95 coming out of Laurel and down to the Beltway in 29. All good. Now, we do have a crash on 108 near the Howard County-Montgomery County line on 108 north of Olney-Sandy Springs area. 108 at Hall Shop Road for the crash. We also have some power out in the area because of the crash. Traffic is being diverted. Had a car hit a tree, some wires down. So that's part of the problem with the power issues there. Again, 108 near Hall Shop Road. Virginia, no major problems to report on 95, just some of that volume growing. Same story with 66. Greenway Toll Road over the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway with lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good start here to a new week weather-wise. A dry couple of days coming in. A few clouds this morning. Other than that, I think we'll see blue sky through most of the day, 87. Some clouds tonight, 68. Tomorrow, partial clouds with sunshine near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 68 in Germantown, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 5:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Plenty to talk about this morning. And at 7:05, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, will join us. There were some decisions and some interesting developments in the Hillary Clinton email case. Also, on the IRS scandal, lots of things for Joe to weigh in on. 7:35 brings us Al Weaver, campaign reporter for the Washington Examiner on this day before the California primary. 8:05 brings us Sally Jenkson, sports columnist from the Washington Post, to reflect on the passing of Muhammad Ali. And then at 8:35, Doug Shun, a Democrat pollster and analyst, advisor, campaign advisor. He's going to be here to talk about tomorrow's big day in California for Bernie and Hillary. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hillary Clinton this weekend on one of the talk shows, the ABC show with George Stephanopoulos, was asked some questions about the Second Amendment. And I know that many people who listen to this program feel very passionately about the Second Amendment. Well, the former Secretary of State can't quite decide decide if the Second Amendment is a the right to bear arms is actually a constitutional right. That's what she's really she is a little confused about this. So if you would like to help her understand what you think the Second Amendment says and whether or not you do have a constitutional right to bear arms, give us a call at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Wait. Let me just be clear. The question to our listeners right now is, does the Constitution give the right to bear arms? That's the question.
That's the question
on the table.
Well, I mean, I want them.
All right.
I want them to help her understand.
Okay.
And because you know,
I just wanted to be clear.
Apparently, she's confused, and I'm going to illustrate how confused she is.
All right.
Here is the first stab at the question by George Stephanopoulos, and you'll notice that she's a little evasive.
Let's talk about the Second Amendment. As you know, Donald Trump has also been out on the stump talking about the Second Amendment, saying you want to abolish the Second Amendment. I know you reject that, but I want to ask you a specific question. Do you believe that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right, that it's not linked to service in a militia?
I think that for most of our history, there was a nuanced reading of the Second Amendment until decision by the late Justice Scalia.
Oh.
And there was no argument until then that localities and states and the federal government had a right, as we do with every amendment, to impose reasonable regulations.
And she goes on to say, I believe common sense gun safety measures consistent with the Second Amendment are possible. But that really didn't answer the question, because the question was, do you believe the Second Amendment grants an individual the right to bear arms? So George took a second stab at the question.
Do you believe that their conclusion that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right?
If it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulations.
Oh, let's listen to that more carefully. Listen to the first few words of what she has to say.
Do you believe that their conclusion that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right?
If it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulations.
If it is, she has doubt in her mind. So what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Would you like to help her understand better what you think the Second Amendment provides you in the way of rights? Okay, here's the thing. We are making a decision about who's going to be the next president of the United States. And one of the key elements, one of the key things that is going to be a very important factor in all that is what kind of people the next president will appoint to the Supreme Court. And not only the Supreme Court, all of the appellate courts and all of the federal courts around the country. Probably I've seen an estimate that maybe as many 70 court positions are now open, and the next president will get the chance to fill them. Most importantly, the next president will choose who will replace Antonin Scalia, who is very important, of course, the author of the Heller decision, which many people who believe in the Second Amendment rights praise as, finally settling this law once and for all. So, if you go with Hillary, and you've heard what she just said about the Second Amendment, what kind of judge do you think she's going to nominate? You think she's going to nominate somebody who's strong on the Second Amendment? Or is she going to nominate someone who, as she says, wonders whether or not the Second Amendment grants you the right to bear arms? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, there's so much to unpack in this question and answer from George Stephanopoulos. I just want to break a little bit here. Listen to Georgie here.
Let's talk about the Second Amendment. As you know, Donald Trump has also been out on the stump talking about the Second Amendment, saying you want to abolish the Second Amendment. I know you reject that.
Wow. It was really nice of him to just grant her that immediately. I know you reject that. But basically, coming out of the reporter's mouth, that basically gives it the authority of truth, doesn't it? You reject that, meaning it's not true that you're going to abolish the Second Amendment. Let me ask you something. If, as Hillary Clinton said here, the Second Amendment is not an individual's right to bear arms as a constitutional right, then isn't she abolishing the Second Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we all understand it to be the right to an individual to bear arms versus a militia, then that is basically getting rid of it. When she says if it's a constitutional right, she's specifically saying an individual's right. Let's listen to the question again before she says if.
Do you believe that their conclusion that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right?
The question is an individual's right to bear arms a constitutional right? And her answer is,
if it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulation.
In other words, the Second Amendment is not for individuals. Mm-hmm. It's for a militia.
That's right. That's what she's suggesting. Well, listen,
so what's the point?
What do you think about it? We'll take your calls in just a moment. It's now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten on a very special day when a crisis could be looming on the highways and byways.
Absolutely, Brian, and that's meaning extra traffic, extra volume as commuters try to figure out with what to do because of the Safe Track plan now in place for our first morning rush hour for the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston, single tracking. Now, this is in place until June 16th. Single tracking trains every 18 minutes. Again, orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. And expect overcrowding, too, on the platforms and on the trains. Extra time needed for sure. And checking out the trip right now, around 66 and coming in from the west. We're off to a normal start here, coming through Manassas and Centerville. I'm not seeing any extra pressure on the Greenway and the toll road right now. Commuters heading around the Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, Maryland Beltway with your travel lanes open. Now, let's go on 108 Clarksville Pike, but right near the Howard County, Montgomery County line. Serious crash. Had a car into a tree with wires down. Have 108 that's closed right near Hall Shop Road south of 216. So they will have that shut down for a while to take care of this. 270, no major problems, just some of the volume starting to form. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good start here to a new week weather-wise. A dry couple of days coming in. A few clouds this morning. Other than that, I think we see blue sky through most of the day. 87. Some clouds tonight, 68. Tomorrow, partial clouds with sunshine near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidget from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 69 degrees. Traffic and weather is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Do you believe that their conclusion that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right?
If it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulation.
All right, so Hillary Clinton seems to have some doubts about whether or not you have a Second Amendment right to bear arms. Would you like to help her understand your version or your interpretation of the Constitution? The phone lines are open. Let's go to, how about John in Fredericksburg? John, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, I think the really chilling part of what she said was she said all amendments are subject to reasonable regulation. Yeah. Reasonable, who defines reasonable? Mm-hmm. And regulations are set by the executive, not the legislature. You know, the old thing about having a pen and a phone. So in Canada, they can civilly constrain you from making speeches against certain lifestyles. Are we headed there under Hillary?
Well, reasonable regulations have to do with your interpretation. And her interpretation, I think, will be mirrored in the kind of judges that she select for the high court. And that's my great concern here.
I think it's also very instructive here with regard to this reasonable regulations thing. You know, Roe v. Wade is a decision by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. It was not enshrined in the Constitution. Nobody can find the right to mm-hmm. abortion in the Constitution. It was determined based on a nebulous right to privacy. And yet, Hillary Clinton has opposed every, not just as reasonable regulation, every possible regulation against abortion when she had a chance to as the senator. She opposed partial birth abortions. She opposed a bill that would have made it against the law to harm a fetus when the pregnant mother is attacked. So save me your reasonable regulations, just like any other constitutional right, when she doesn't even want to put any reasonable regulations on abortion, which isn't a constitutional right.
It is now 5:49 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rentestate. Call 202-625-4370.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Folks, you better buckle up for this one. The Washington Post has discovered yet another example of unfair outcomes in our society. It's the hidden inequality of who dies in car crashes. The paper admits the traffic fatalities have been plummeting for years, and they credit strict regulations like strict drink and drive laws. Also, cars are safer these days, but that's not enough. Despite all the good news, there's something very, very wrong. New research has determined that the most disadvantaged people are more likely to die in car accidents than the well-off. The Post reports the biggest declines in fatalities have occurred among the most educated. And here's where inequality shows its ugly head. For non-high school graduates 25 and older, fatality rates have actually increased. Now, I know this might be hard to believe, but the disadvantaged have disadvantages when it comes to the kinds of cars they own. The vehicles tend to be older, with less safety features like side airbags, automatic warnings, or rear cameras. Disadvantaged pedestrians are hardest hit as well. No pun intended. Their neighborhoods have fewer speed bumps and crosswalks over major roads. Some don't even have decent sidewalks or stop signs, and the bicycles have taken over anyway. Worse yet, Poor drivers and pedestrians lack the political power to demand changes in their disadvantaged communities. So even though the poor in America have cars, they're unsafe clunkers. And even though they have streets, they're bad streets with no sidewalks. For some people, life just sucks, and they vote for Democrat.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes 3 times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Must start with some of the road work in through the district. Caused big problems Friday morning. Expect delays. Independence Avenue, as you're coming around from Ohio Drive to get onto Independence Avenue over the Cuts Bridge, only the right lane gets by through tomorrow. Again, expect delays. This is on the Cuts Bridge before you get to 14th Street. Also, if you're coming over the Douglas Bridge, already seeing delays the entire length to get over onto South Capitol Street down near Nationals Park near Nat Stadium at Potomac Avenue for some of the road work there. DC 295 southbound, seeing the brake lights passing East Capitol Street. Around the Beltway, we really are in good shape right now. Maryland, Virginia, and at the Montgomery-Howard County line, crash on 108 to south of Hallshop Road that puts it south of 216. Car into a tree and some wires down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good start here to a new week weather-wise. A dry couple of days coming in. A few clouds this morning. Other than that, I think we'll see blue sky through most of the day, 87. Some clouds tonight, 68. Tomorrow, partial clouds with sunshine near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Tom Frazier.
Swinging a high fly ball to left, and that one is going to go.
Can he deliver for the White Sox like he did for the Reds? Max Scherzer.
12 in a row. That's strikeout number 5.
Has beaten Chicago more than any other team. White Knight versus White Hot. Frame the game. Nationals White Sox. The series starts tomorrow night at 7:30 on Messin 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Hey, since summer vacation time is upon us, let's talk about home security for a moment. Brian Wilson here. Check your security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, stop that and call Ackerman today. Switch your service for free to Ackerman's $19.95 a month rate and start saving immediately. You'll get up to 3 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman in the month of June. There are many reasons Ackerman Security is the Washington area's most trusted name in security. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Guaranteed response time. Their monitoring center is one of the few in the country to be both UL and CSAA 5 Diamond certified. That means you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free by switching in June. Call 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
This summer,
the one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres Wednesday, June 15th, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
The praise and salutes and tributes to Muhammad Ali keep pouring in, but are people forgetting some other things about Muhammad Ali's past? We'll raise that issue.
Well, there's a survey out there that said that about 70% of kids drop out of sports after the age of 13.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.